Congressman, why did you vote for the health care package?
Well, first of all, this has been one of the biggest problems in our country. It has been a vision of Democratic and Republican presidents for decades. Certainly every member of Congress has heard hundreds of health care horror stories about how people have lost coverage or been denied health care coverage in our country. And even worse, almost every American has lived through some form of this. And, you know, that's why I think we've seen hundreds of national organizations come out in favor of these reforms, from our teaching hospitals, Catholic hospitals, children's hospitals, major medical organizations like the AMA, nursing associations, senior organizations, you name it. This is not a perfect bill. And in particular, the process has been very difficult to maneuver. But this bill contains many things that people I represent need. It's going to make it better for families, for small businesses, and we're going to have a healthier country because of it.
You mentioned the process. I wanted to ask you what your opinion was of the method or process used to bring the bill to a vote, and in particular, the reconciliation that has to follow.
Well, yes, this has been a combination, a package of bills. Certainly, we were able to pass the Senate bill in the House last night, so that will go directly on to the president. And about three-fourths of the provisions in that bill are similar to what the House passed. But it was important, I think, to get the best balanced product, to have a second part that would do some fixes to the bill. That's the budget reconciliation part of the bill that the House passed, and that will go on to the Senate for them to take up this week. And I'm optimistic that we can pass the same versions in the House and the Senate ultimately and get that to the president as well, so that we'll have a really, I think, a balanced, comprehensive package of health insurance reform.
How do you believe this bill will impact the country?
Well, it's going to take us to a better place, as I mentioned, for us to have a healthier country, a country that's more productive, more competitive, and people that have been denied coverage from insurance companies at a whim, they've been hammered. Families and businesses with rising costs that we can't sustain. And people are going to have better choices. They're going to be able to choose from a health care exchange similar to what is available in the for federal employees and members of Congress so that people have coverage. So these are things that are going to make a big difference, I think, in people's lives. And the other important piece of this is it's been scored by the a nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office to also help reduce the deficit over the next 10 years because of the cost savings involved.
What effect do you believe this issue will have on the November elections?
I think this is going to be critical. As I said, nearly every Democratic and Republican president for decades has run on or proposed some kind of improvements to our national health care system. In fact, both presidential candidates, Obama and McCain, ran on different variations of health care reform. And so even though this wound up to be a partisan vote in the House last night, the bill contains many ideas from both Republicans and Democrats that have been talked about for years but have been incorporated in these reforms. So in terms of people ask about the politics of this all the time, when people are being denied health care or coverage or can't afford it any longer, they don't think of that as a Democratic or Republican problem. It's very personal. And I think the best policy in this case makes for the best politics when it comes to elections. So I think it's important to look at the policy that's going to impact people and that very personal that very personal thing that impacts them in terms of health care.
Congressman, those were the questions I had. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think those are the major things. As I said, the other thing I guess I would mention is just, you know, the status quo is absolutely unsustainable, and there are those that, you know, fought against this tooth and nail, that tried to make this into some political game, or also groups like some of the insurance companies that spent big bucks to oppose it because they're making record profits off the status quo. So there was a lot of opposition to beat down to get this to the floor and get it to a vote. But I think it's a very important step forward in having a better healthcare system in this country. And this is not going to solve all the problems, but it's a big improvement, one that we can certainly build on in years to come.